Rebecca wanted a shower. The Dallas heat had taken its toll on her. She smelled as bad as Calvin Klein's obsession would smell if it were called enema and was made from spoiled Spam burgers instead of natural floral fragrances. As Chase pulled the car up to his home, Rebecca experienced her boyfriend's true wealth for the first time. The huge mansion was framed by a perfect white picket fence that looked like Nancy Kerrigan's teeth. They entered the awesome white Tudor-style home through the huge 7-car garage in the back. They were both still reeling from the ordeal with that. "Look, Rebecca," Chase said, "we've got to get this out of our minds or we'll go crazy." Rebecca stopped and turned to face Chase. "I'm going to take a shower if that's okay with you. And then we need to sit down and really figure something out." Chase nodded in agreement as if to say, "I agree." Rebecca stripped off her hot, smelly business suit and stepped into the opulent master bathroom. The tile looked like something you would see on the Sistine Chapel over in Europe, if it has tile on it, because you know it would be really expensive. The steaming, hot water seemed to bring her back to life, like a lobster in a pot of boiling water, but she wasn't squirming quite as much. The whole day had freaked her out. How could such a wonderful man have such a creepy brother? She closed her eyes and tried hard to think of a way to help Chase stop his evil sibling. Her thoughts were interrupted by the shower door opening. She covered herself instinctively and then realized the hand reaching out to touch her shoulder was Chase's. She relaxed, and Chase, fully clothed in a business suit, stepped into the shower and began rubbing her shoulders. It was the most tender thing a man had ever done for her. If she wasn't in love, she was falling fast. She just hoped it was like a dream, where you always wake up before you splatter all over the pavement.